a plea for a 21st century Marshall Plan for Ukraine, similar to what the United States designed to rebuild Western Europe after World War II.
Die Zerstörung ist unermesslich.
The destruction is immeasurable. The suffering in the country is great. Estimates of the extent of the damage vary widely. It's probably already many hundreds of billions of euros. In the medium term, however, the issue will be reconstruction. The destroyed houses and roads will have to be rebuilt and factories repaired. This is a task for generations to come.
President Volodymyr Zelensky, addressing the conference from Kyiv, urged countries and donors to stick to their promises.
Our fast recovery plan is $17 billion for critical immediate reconstruction. These are hospitals, schools, vital transport and energy infrastructure. It is necessary to give people a new base for life already now. They have not yet received a single cent for the implementation of the fast recovery plan. I urge you to soon make the necessary decisions.
The US and the EU have each said they will pay Ukraine $1.5 billion a month to keep the country running. But to rebuild Ukraine, a lot more is needed. The main question here in Berlin is who will finance the reconstruction of Ukraine. Since the start of the war, the United States has spent billions of dollars, mostly for military assistance. Now there's a lot of pressure on the European Union to deliver.
We know how difficult the economic situation is for Europeans and Americans. High inflation, high energy costs, high cost of living costs. This is where leadership comes in. This is where our political leaders have to have a very honest conversation with their citizens. And the message for me for this conference is the cost of helping Ukraine now is small in comparison to if Ukraine fails.
Since Russia invaded Ukraine, an estimated $300 billion of Russian assets have been frozen worldwide. The EU has been looking into legal ways to confiscate these assets so they can be used to rebuild Ukraine. But experts say there may be too many legal and political obstacles for this to happen. Stab Fasen, Al Jazeera, Berlin.